我们先一同有点祷告。
Let's first have a word of prayer together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你把我们召聚到这里。
Thou hast gathered us here together here.
你要让我们在这里更多的来寻求认识你的自己。
Thou desire for us to come and seek and know thee even more.
因为你已经把那无限的恩惠和怜悯赏赐了给我们。
Because thou hast already given us that infinite grace and mercy to us.
连同你的自己也没有留下。
Even thou did not withhold thyself.
并使我们到你面前来的时候，我们向你有所求。
Therefore, as we come into thy presence, we do ask of thee.
求你扩大我们对你的爱慕。
We do pray that you will enlarge our desire for thee.
我们求你叫我们心里更深的切慕，要更多的认识你的自己。
And now that thou will give us a deeper desire deep in our hearts to seek thee even more.
因此我们仰望我们的主，照着你丰盛的怜悯，把我们众人都带到你面光的底下。
Therefore, Lord, we look to thy abundant mercy to gather all of us into thy light.
让我们这些人真的是在你面光的底下与你面对面的来认识你和经历你。
So that we may truly come into the light of thy presence to come to know thee and to experience thee.
为了下午我们在这里的相聚。
For our gathering together this afternoon.
我们求主借着你圣灵的运行，把我们整个的人带到你的宝座前。
Lord, we pray that through the moving of thy Holy Spirit, that thou would gather us all into thy presence.
不单是叫我们听见你的话，
Not only for us to hear thy word,
让我们知道你的心意，
that we would know thy heart,
更求我们的主给我们很清楚的去明白你的自己。
But even more, we ask, Lord, that thou would let us to have a very clear understanding of thyself.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你是这样的恩待了我们。
Because thou art so gracious to us.
所以到你面前来的时候，
Therefore, as we come into thy presence,
我们也求主把我们心里所有的遮蔽和那个阻挡都挪开。
Lord, we do pray that you would remove any obstacle or hindrances in our heart.
让我们在这里和你有一次亲密的交通。
So that we would have an intimate fellowship with thee.
你的宝座设立在我们中间。
And may thy throne be established in our midst.
我们也承受你那说不尽的恩典。
And that we would be able to appropriate from thee thy infinite grace.
因为在你的心意里，你要领我们到一个地步，要叫我们完全的像你。
Because it is in thy desire that you want to lead us into a condition where we're completely like thee.
你又要用着我们这些人做你的器皿，来成就你手中要做的工。
And thou will use us as vessels to complete the work of thy hand.
主啊，如果圣灵感动我们的时候，我们不得不承认，我们只能有一个拣选。
Lord, we confess when the Holy Spirit doth move us, we only have one choice.
就是更多的在你话语的光里受造。受光照。
That is more in the light of thy word we would be enlightened.
愿主下午是这样恩待我们。
Lord, may you deal kindly with us this afternoon.
我们是这样的仰望在你面前。
We commit this in thy presence.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Now listen to our prayer in the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 很不好意思，要坐着跟弟兄姊妹们交通。
I'm sorry that I have to sit as I have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
正规的聚会里头，我今天是头一次要坐着来交通。
In formal meetings, this is the first time that I had to sit as I have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
心里是有点不大舒畅的感觉。
In my heart, I'm not completely comfortable with this.
但是主的管理在这里，我只能从主手里头接过来。
But with the Lord's sovereignty over this, I would just receive it from His hand.
也算是学一个新的功课。
It would be a new lesson that I would have to learn to submit to.
特别是关乎我个人的自己。
Especially when it comes to my personal experience.
盼望主在我还能有一点力气给他使用的时候。还能给他使用。
Now, may it be that as I still have strength, that may the Lord be able to use me as He wills.
我个人没有什么。
Personally, I'm doing well.
主要显出他的荣耀，我们就一同蒙恩。
When the Lord is to manifest His own glory, we shall all be blessed.
弟兄们的安排让我下午有几次和弟兄姊妹们在读圣经这一方面有一点的。交通。
The brothers have arranged for me to have a few sessions in the afternoon to share with brothers and sisters concerning reading the scriptures.
说起读圣经的这一件事情，弟兄姊妹们心里也许会想，哦，太频繁了。
Perhaps when you think of this topic, reading the Bible in your heart, you might deem it as too common of a topic to share on.
我们天天都在做了，现在。再来看读圣经有没有这个必要呢？
This is something we do each and every day. Is it really necessary for us to have a topic to share on about this?
我不是要跟弟兄姊妹说什么高深的读经方法。
I'm not to fellowship with brothers and sisters on any high and deep doctrine on how to read the Bible.
基本上我是要和信主不久的弟兄姊妹们做这样的交通。
But basically, my desire is to have such a fellowship with brothers and sisters who have believed in the Lord for not too long.
但是因为过去弟兄们一长时候的观察，也发觉有好些信了主蛮久的弟兄姊妹们，他们在读经上面还是有一点的困扰。
But under the observation of the elder brothers, they have discovered that even for brethren who have believed in the Lord for quite some time, they may have some trouble in reading the Bible.
主也有这样的催促，所以我就放胆和弟兄姊妹们做这样一次的交通。
The Lord also has such prompting, so I do have the boldness to share with brothers and sisters concerning this topic.
那么今天下午，我大概，如果时间允许的话，我还是要和弟兄姊妹们去留意读经和读经的人。
Now, if the time allows, this afternoon I would like to share with brothers and sisters concerning reading the Bible and the person who is reading the Bible.
还没有说到怎么去读经。
I have not gotten into how to read the Bible.
而是首先要认识圣经是什么？为什么我们要读
？But first is for us to understand what is the Bible and why is it that we must read the Bible.
今天早上彭弟兄给我们交通的一些话，我里面很有感觉。
This morning, as our brother Pang shared his message with us, I have much thoughts within.
当弟兄姊妹们，你留意到历史历代以来。在以色列也好，在教会里头也好，我们都碰到有那一种的光景。
Now, brothers and sisters, throughout your generations, whether it is amongst the Israelites or amongst the church, you can encounter the same condition.
用属灵的原则来说，那就是说，时刻不断的有许多的渔民。
That is, ceaselessly, there are many remnant.
当然这个许多是比较上来说的。
Of course, this much remnant is only in comparison.
因为称得上渔民，那个数字就不会太大了。
Because in fact, if you consider a remnant, that is a very small number in proportion.
但是我们又特别注意到，我们的弟兄特别给我们指出了从渔民进到仆人。
But we also take note of the fact that our brother has already pointed out to us the fact that the Lord desires for us to be remnants unto servants.
我们特别感谢我们的神。
We especially thank our God.
虽然渔民在历史上面来说，一般来 讲是不是顶多。
Now that is throughout history, the remnants are not considered a large number.
啊，但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
那是渔民就成为神的仆人。
But for the remnants to become the servants of God.
啊，这是神的，这是被神所用的人，他们就成就了神所要做的工。
Then those are the individuals that are used by God to accomplish His work.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们下午开始来交通到怎么读圣经的时候。
Now, therefore, brothers and sisters, this afternoon as we fellowship on how to read the Bible.
我不能不和弟兄姊妹们从这一方面来开始。
I must begin first with brothers and sisters in this point.
你说为什么要读经呢？
You might ask, why is it that we must read the Bible?
许多人一个感觉是这样。
There are many who might feel this way.
你做了基督徒，你不读经，你为什么？你读什么呢？
If you're a Christian, you must read the Bible.
这个理由好像很充分。
It seems like that is a very a good reason.
但弟兄姊妹们，这个理由是很用不得。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot use that as the reason for reading the Bible.
正如我们问了自己。
Just as we ask ourselves.
你为什么要吃饭呢？
Why is it that you must eat?
你说因为我是人，所以我就要吃饭。
Your answer would be because I'm a man, so I must eat.
你说今天中午我们没有吃饭。
You say no, I did not eat this afternoon, I did not have lunch.
而我们是吃那个 tortilla 的食物。
Perhaps we say we did not have rice for lunch, but we had tacos for lunch.
我们没饭吃。
We did not have rice to eat.
但是不管你吃的是什么。
But regardless of what you have eaten.
那总是一个食物。
It is still food.
那你为什么要吃呢？
Then why must you eat?
你绝对不是可以说我是人，所以我就要吃。
You cannot merely answer because I am human, so I must eat.
我不把那个话扯得太远。
Now I won't go too far with this.
如果你碰到一个死掉的人。
If you encounter someone who has died,
你问他说你为什么不吃饭?
If you ask that person, why is it that you do not eat?
他根本就不回答你。
There would be no answer.
那为什么他不回答你呢?
Why is it he would not answer you?
他死了吗?
Because he has died.
死了就不必吃了。
If he has died, there's no need for him to eat.
那我们就碰到一个很具体的问题了。
Then we have a very practical issue here.
你为什么要吃饭呢?
Why is it we must eat?
绝对不是因为你是一个人，所以你要吃饭。
It is not merely because you are a person that you must eat.
那个具体的原因乃是说。
The very practical issue is.
因为你要活着。
It is in order for you to live.
并且是活的在人的眼中看来。非常的有意义有价值。
In order for you to live a very meaningful life before others.
所以你就要每天都吃饭。
So we must eat every day.
来维持你在这样的一个光景里头。
To sustain ourselves in such a condition.
来达到人心里所认定的那个生存的目的。
So that we can we can arrive at the purpose where others would deem that is the purpose of our living.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们回到读经的这个事情上来的时候。
But brothers and sisters, when we return back to the matter of reading the Bible,
我们就不能不说。
We must then say,
基督徒是应该要读经。
Christians ought to read the Bible.
但是基督徒读经不是因为他是基督徒，所以他就去读。
But the reason why a Christian is reading the Bible is not because that person is a Christian.
因为读经是基督徒所必须要读的。
But the Bible is something that each Christian must do.
因为借着读经，你能按照神的心意接受他为我们所安排的。
That is because when we read the Bible, we're able to receive from God that which He has arranged for us to receive.
在我们的感觉里头。
In our feeling.
我们觉得神给我们的安排头一样就是恩典。
We feel the first arrangement God which bestowed upon us is grace.
所以我们盼望能更多的得着神的恩典，所以我们读经。
Therefore, we feel we want to receive more of God's grace, so we want to read the Bible.
这样也蛮不错。
That is not bad.
但是这个不是首先的问题。
But that should not be the priority.
首先的问题是什么呢？
What ought to be the priority?
那就回到一个很基本的问题上。
Now that goes back to a very basic issue.
你为什么信主？
Why is it you must believe in the Lord?
我相信每一个真正信主的人，他们都知道什么叫做救恩。
I believe each one who truly believes in the Lord know what is salvation.
我们都知道，我们信主的人是照着神的安排，我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
We know each of us who believe in the Lord knows that by God's arrangement we will not perish but have everlasting life.
这个是对的。
That is correct.
但是这个是基础。
But that is only the foundation.
神给我们的救恩不是只有这么一点点。
The salvation which God has bestowed upon us is not merely just that.
那如果只有这么一点点的话，
If it was just that,
那么我们信主的时候就毕业了。
Then the moment we believe in the Lord, we have graduated.
什么都得着了。
We have received everything.
但事实上不是这样。
But the fact is that is not the case.
我们信主蒙恩得救了。
When we believe in the Lord, we have been saved by grace.
我们仅仅是一个开始。
That is merely just our beginning.
开始什么呢？
What is our beginning?
开始和神有正常的关系。
Now we begin to have a normal relationship with God.
但在神所预备给我们的救恩来说呢？
In the salvation which God has prepared for us,
救恩的范围就很宽广了。
The scope of this salvation is extremely broad.
都不单是叫我们看见人的结局。
Not only does it show us the end of man,
也叫我们看见现在我们活着的那一个具体的目的和内容。
But it also shows us the very practical content of the purpose of our living today.
这些当然是对我们来说是蛮重要的。
Of course, to us, that is a very important point.
但是还不是最重要的。
But that is still not the most important.
那最重要的是什么呢？
Now then, what is the most important point?
当你开始和神有那个正常的关系的时候，
When we now begin to have that normal relationship with God,
你要知道那个正常的关系是一个什么的事实。
We must realize what is the reality of that normal relationship.
这个关系要把我们带到一个什么样的结局？
What is the result of this normal relationship with God to bring us to?
这一个关系对神来说又有什么重大的那一个定义在里头？
As to God, what is the most important meaning of this normal relationship with Him?
弟兄姊妹们，当这些问题一摆出来的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we have such questions,
我们不能不说，
Then we must say,
也许很多信了主很久年日的神的儿女们也不一定弄得很清楚。
Perhaps even brothers and sisters who have believed in the Lord for quite some time may not be very clear on this reason.
所以我们觉得相当时间我们来温习一下读经的问题也确实很需要的。
Therefore, it has been a very long time, so it is very needful for us to review the reason on how to read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道人和神中间的关系发生变化的那个原因在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, do you know where the reason lies why the relationship man had with God have changed?
我们都知道那个原因。
We all know that reason.
但是当我们与神能恢复那个正常关系的时候，
Now when our relationship is able to be restored to a normal relationship with God,
那我们必须有一个这样的要求。
Then we must have this requirement.
比方说我跟朱弟兄我们是认识了。
Now perhaps, for example, if John and I know each other.
我知道他叫做 John.
And I know his name is John.
他也叫做知道我是王。
And he know I am Wong.
那么我跟他的认识就是他是朱弟兄。
And my understanding, knowing of him, is that he is Brother Chu.
他对我的认识也不过就是一个王弟兄。
And the only understanding of I have of him is Brother Wong.
但是我对他的事情什么都不知道。
But I know nothing else about him.
弟兄姊妹们，你说这个是算不算是一个正常的朋友？
Brothers and sisters, would you consider that a normal friendship?
如果是一个正常的朋友，恐怕就说不下去了。
I do not believe we can consider that to be a normal friendship.
如果说我们是好朋友，
if we were, say, we were good friends,
那就更比不必提了。
We don't even need to mention about that.
你怎么和他是好朋友？
How could it be that we are good friends?
啊，他除了姓朱，你什么都不知道。
Besides the fact that knowing that he is Chu, you have know nothing else about him.
翻过来，他只知道我姓王，其他什么他都不知道。
Likewise, I only know him as Wang and nothing else.
那弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常简单的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very simple issue.
那现在我们所面对的不是这个一个朋友的问题。
Now the issue which we face is not merely about friendship.
如果从救恩方面来说
，as to salvation itself，
我们是蒙受承受救恩的人。
We are those who have received salvation.
那个叫我们得着救恩的呢，是我们的救主。
And the one who have bestowed the salvation upon us is our Savior.
那我们就留意一个问题了。
Then we take note of one thing.
如果他是我的救主，
if he is my Savior,
这里有一个字，在中文来说，跟英文说出来也是同一个意思的。
Now, in the Chinese, there is one character in this term, even though it's not in English very clear, but it's the same meaning.
我们说，我们有一位救主。
We say we have a Savior.
那什么叫做主呢？
Then what is this matter of lordship in the Savior?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
他不单是要救了我们。
Not only have he saved us.
他还要做我们的主。
He is also to be our Lord.
那他为什么要做我们的主呢？
Now why must he be our Lord?
因为他在我们这些人的身上有一个非常完整的崇高的伟大的祭火在那。
That is because upon us he has a very complete, a very high, a very honorable plan there for us.
当然我们信主了一段日子的人。
Of course, for us who believed in the Lord for quite some time.
你读经也读过创世纪了。
We have read the Bible, we have read through Genesis.
你多多少少会有一点的感领会。
And more or less, we have this understanding.
神造人的目的。
What is the purpose of God's creation of man?
虽然我们常常会提到这一方面。
Now, even though many times we'll mention this part.
但是这一方面在我们里面实在的给我们有多少的那个冲击和那个吸引呢？
But in fact, how much impact and captivation does this point have upon us?
那是一个很重要的问题。
That is the crucial issue there.
弟兄姊妹，我们都很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, we're very clear.
神造人的目的，第一个是要叫我们显明他的荣耀。
The first reason why God created man is for us to manifest his glory.
再有一个原因，乃是要叫我们代替他来管理他所造的一切。
Another reason is for us to be his representative to govern over all of his creation.
人堕落了，这些都失去了。
Man fell and we have lost all of that.
我们根本就不知道什么叫做神的荣耀。
We know nothing about what it means, the glory of God.
所以我们连他是我们的主这个事实，我们都是非常非常的不太开心的。
Now, therefore, even to this point that he is to be our Lord is something that we are not very willing to have.
要叫我们去代替他去管理万有。
As to be his representative to govern overall.
这个有些人的确有这样的野心。
Some may have such wild ambitions.
但是绝大部分的人都觉得这有可能吗？
But many would feel, is that even possible?
我们不扯得太远。
We won't go too far with that.
那当我们提到这些具体的事情的时候，
But when we encounter such practical issues,
我们就没有办法不注意到我们要认识我们的神。
We must focus and pay attention to the fact that we must come to know our God.
但是问题又来了。
But again, that question arises.
你要认识神，那是非常好的。
It is very good for us to want to know God.
但是你凭什么去认识呢？
But according to what do we come to know him?
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很大的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very big question.
你凭什么去认识呢？
By what can we come to know God?
我们立刻就 发觉一个很严肃的问题。
Immediately we'll discover one question.
就我们自己本身来说，我们根本没有条件去认识神。
That is for us in it ourselves, we have no qualification to come to know God.
你怎么能去认识神呢？
How can we come to know God?
神在哪里？
Where is God?
神是怎么个样子？
How does that God look like?
他的性情是如何？
How is his nature like?
他的能力又是如何?
How is his power like?
那为什么他是神?
Why is it that he is God?
这许许多多事情对我们来说都是一个零。
All these questions we have no answer to.
那你去什么去寻,到什么地方去寻找他呢?
Then where do we go to seek and find such answers?
你说简单得很。
You say that's very simple.
我们到图书馆里头把那个百科全书拿出来,我们定位在里面可以找到。
We shall go to the library and look for the encyclopedia and find the answers there.
弟兄姊妹,如果你真的是这样去做的话,
Brothers and sisters, if we're truly to do it,
你会发现一个结果。
You'll discover one result.
你什么都找不到。
You'll find nothing.
你怎么样的带着一个零进到百科全书里？
You will still come out with the zero answers that you went into.
然后你又是带着一个零从百科全书里头出来。
You go seeking for the answers and you will come and find no answers.
弟兄姊妹，所以这是一个非常严肃的问题。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn question.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然对我们来说去认识神是有很多的阻碍。
Even though for us to come to know God, there are many obstacles.
我们要感谢神的。
What we need to thank God is,
乃是神越过我们没有条件认识神的这样的一个事实来向我们显明他的自己。
God has gone beyond this fact that we have no qualification to come to know Him,but to reveal himself to us.
所以我们说我们在认识神的事情上面我们说那个是启示。
Therefore, in the matter of coming to know God, we call that as revelation.
好像是有个很秘密的东西在那里。
It seems as if there is a secret there.
完全给遮挡起来的。
And the secret is completely covered up.
没有人可以能看得清楚的。
And no one is able to see clearly.
但是感谢有一天发生一个事情。
About one day this happened.
这个好像给那个遮蔽起来的东西它打开了。
This matter which was to be completely covered now has been unveiled.
你就看到了哦原来是这样这样这样。
Then we're able to understand, oh, this is what it's all about, this and that.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
虽然人对神的认识是没有条件。
Even though man is not qualified to come to know God.
因为人的罪和人的结局是完全的把人和神分隔开了。
That is because of man's sin and the result of man has completely separated man from God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
人虽然是这个模样。
Even though man is in such a condition.
但神来寻找人。
But God came to seek man.
神把他自己启示给人。
And God revealed himself to man.
让人来看见。
And allowed, showed himself to man.
让人来听见。
And allowed for man to hear him.
甚至让人来摸得到。
And even for man to touch and handle him.
这一位神是怎样的一位神？
And to know how this God is like.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那我们就要来到我们所提的那个重要的点了。
And then we arrive at the important point which we have mentioned.
那就是说我们为什么要读圣经？
That is, the question is, why is it that we must read the Bible?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为圣经乃是神启示给我们的话。
That is because all scripture is the inspiration of God.
圣经乃是神在和人中间开始发生关系的事以后他不住的向人说话在人的中间做工。
The Bible also is his word spoken to us and his work which he has begun after he has come to seek after man.
而圣灵就把这些话这些工感动人把它记录下来。
Now, the Holy Spirit has moved man, inspired man to record all such writing.
那就成了我们今天所用的圣经。
And it has become the Bible, the scriptures which we read today.
那么我们看交通到这里的时候。
Now as we arrive at this point,
我想和弟兄姊妹们来读几处的经文。
I want to read a few passages with brothers and sisters.
首先我们来看使徒行传十七章。
First, let us turn to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 11.
这地方的人咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人甘心领受这道天天考察圣经要晓得这道是与不是。
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so.
然后弟兄姊妹再翻到提摩太后书。
Brothers and sisters, please also turn to 2 Timothy.
第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们要看的是十六、十七这两节。
We'll read verses 16 and 17.
提摩太后书三章十六、十七。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义。都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
在这一节经文里头，我特别是指出一个事实。
In this verse, I want to point out one fact.
神所说要叫我们能行所预备的行各样的善事。
It says, I want to point out for us to take note of thoroughly equipped unto all good works.
这个善事不是一般人所说的那些慈善事业的那种善事。
Now, this good works is not in our common concept of thinking these good works are charitable works.
圣经里边提到那个善事的时候，那我简单的和弟兄姊妹提就好了，因为我们没有足够的时间来细细的去留意。
Now, simply because of time, when the scriptures record this term good or good works here,
圣经所说到的那个善事乃是特别指做神所要做的事。
This matter of good works refers to the fact these are works which God himself wants to be done.
具体的来说，那完全是神救恩里边所显明的那个事实。
Generally speaking, these good works is the facts which God wants to manifest in his salvation.
然后弟兄姊妹再翻到诗篇第七十三篇。
Brothers and sisters, please also turn to Psalm 73.
诗篇第七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
我们要注意的是在哪里呢？
We want to read
第二十四节
verse 24.
你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
那这节经文里头，弟兄姊妹，你留意到，在天我没有所爱慕的， 我还有谁呢？在地我也没有所爱慕的，这是一个结果。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we pay attention to verse 25, this is the result, that we have none other in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
那这个结果是根据什么呢？
Now, what is this end result according to?
根据上面所说，神所说的，他用他的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。
This result is according to the previous verse which says, Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你能读清楚这两节的经文，你就知道在这里有一个很严肃的事实。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we're able to read very clearly these two verses, we see a very solemn matter here.
你要被带到一个在天你觉得除了神以外再没有什么了。
If we're to be led to this condition in heaven, we have none other but God.
在地你也没有什么觉得是值得你去爱的了。
And there are none other upon the earth whom we desire.
你为什么会被带到这样的一个地步呢？
Why is it that we would be led to this condition?
是因为神的话在我们里面发生了作用。
That is because of the word of God has taken its function within us.
一面叫我们看见我们现在生活的目的。
On the one hand, it shows us the purpose of our living today.
同时也叫我们看见我们在永远里头的那一个结局。
At the same time, it also shows us of our end in glory.
那我们还要再看一点点的一处的经文。
Let us also turn to another passage.
那是回到新约了。
That is, we will go back
约翰福音第五章
to the New Testament, the Gospel according to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章
the Gospel according to John chapter 5.
那我们要看的是三十九节。
We want to read verse 39.
三十九节那里怎么说呢？
John chapter 5, verse 39.
主对当时的一些犹太人说出这个话。
These are the words our Lord spoke to certain Jews at that time.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they...which testify of me, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
主自己的话说得非常的清楚。
The word of the Lord is very clear.
给我们指出我们读经的那个正面的意思。
It points out to us the very positive aspect of our reading the scriptures.
那同时也说出了如果我们忽略神的话的时候那我们会遇到一个什么样的结局。
It also tells us, if we do not read the word of God, what is the result which we will end up with?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
主的话告诉我们说。
The Lord's word tell us.
圣经乃是主的见证。
The Bible, the scriptures, is that which testify of the Lord.
圣经乃是要说出主在我们中间所要做的一切。
The scriptures is to tell us what that which the Lord wants to do.
那所以我们去查考圣经。
Therefore, when we search the scriptures,
你查考圣经在哪里，你就认识了主。
When we search the scriptures to that point, there we know the Lord.
你就知道主是怎样的一位主。
And we come to know how our Lord is like.
你也知道主跟我们的关系是怎么样的继续的发展。
And we also discover then how his relationship with us continues to develop.
我们感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
犹太人当时他们就犯了一个毛病。
The Jewish people had this error at that time.
他们天天查考圣经。
They searched the scriptures daily.
但是他们查考圣经是为了别的原因。
But they have another reason altogether for searching the scriptures.
却没有抓到神的话所显明的那个主要的功用。
Yet they did not grab hold of that primary function of the word of God.
所以他们很熟悉 圣经。
Therefore, they're very familiar with the Bible.
当然那个时候是指的是旧约的圣经。
Of course, the Bible which I'm referring to is the Old Testament.
但是主说圣经就是为我来做见证。
But the Lord tells them the scriptures are that which testify of me.
但是你们天天在那里寻读。
But you search the scriptures daily.
但是读出一个结果，你就是不肯到我面前来。
But this is the result you end up with, that you will not come to me.
你如果不到我面前来
and if you do not come to me,
你们就得不着生命
you will not have life.
你们只不过是一个活的死人
you are only the living dead.
不是一个有生命的人
you are not one who has life.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们领会到主当时跟犹太人说的这一句话
Now, brothers and sisters, so we understand these words which the Lord spoke to the Jewish people.
我们几乎已经能领会到一件事。
Then we somewhat can understand this.
圣经乃是神在那里启示他的自己和他所要做的事。
The Bible is to reveal to us the Lord himself and what he desires to do.
如果从具体的事实来说呢，就特别来说明神用着他的儿子来做什么事。
Practically speaking, it is God revealing to us what he is to do through his son.
其中一个焦点的事情
A focal point of that
乃是要叫神的儿子做工在他们身上的这人到有一天也要被带到如同他的儿子一样的活在神的面前
A focal point of that is to, for the son of God to bring those whom he will work in to, for those individuals also one day to live as the son lives before God.
那所以弟兄姊妹们我们到现在的时候应该有一个概念了。
Now brothers and sisters, at this point we somewhat would have this concept.
就像今天早晨我们的弟兄所交通的那一
件事情。Just as our brother shared with us this morning.
为什么犹太人他们都读圣经。
Why is it for the Jewish people? They all read the Bible.
怎么读出一些人却是在神面前等候咒诅的。
Why is it that you would read to, for some individuals that they're waiting curse before God?
要被掳到外邦去受管教的。
That they're to be taken captive to the Gentile nations to be disciplined.
那为什么当中有些人他们在神的面前是很接受神的纪念的。
Why is it that there would be a group of people that are remembered by God?
神是用着他们来把神的荣耀重新再显出来的。
That God is to use that group of individuals to once again manifest his glory.
我不解说刚才我们所读过的经文。
I won't interpret the scripture which we have read through.
相信弟兄姊妹们你心里头已经有了一个概念。
But I believe, brothers and sisters, you already have an idea.
这些犹太人他们天天查考圣经。
Now, these Jewish people, daily they search the scriptures.
那前头说到那个比利亚的人他们也是天天在查考圣经。
Now, the first verse which we read of those who are in Bithynia,
但是他们的心思是完全不一样的。
But their mind was completely different.
犹太人读经读到一个地步，他们是根本就不管主。
The Jewish people had read the Bible, the scriptures to a point that they were not even mindful of the Lord at all.
但是比利亚那一批人，他们读经就很清楚知道，他们要在圣经里头找出那个真实的事情。
But for those who are in Berea, they wanted to search the scriptures to see if it were so.
好叫他们在接受主跟随主的事上他们找到那个准确的路
So in the matter of following the Lord seeking the Lord they're able to find the correct path to go forward
那我们感谢我们的神
We thank our God
那因此弟兄姊妹我们现在就留意到一个问题了
Then brothers and sisters now we take note of this issue
我们是基督徒
We are Christians
我们要读经
We must read the Bible
因为我们知道圣经乃是神自己的默示把他的自己和他要做的事情向我们打开
Because we know all scriptures is an inspiration of God to reveal himself to us and his work to us
但是弟兄姊妹们 我们读是读了。
But brothers and sisters, we have read the Bible.
但是你读出一个什么的结果来呢？
But what is the result of our reading?
那就如刚才我们所提到的犹太人和比利亚的人。
Just as we have mentioned about those in Berea and those who are in Thessalonica.
他们都读圣经。
They have read the Bible.
但是读出来的结果不一样。
But the result is different.
那这个就是我们作为神儿女们所必须要面对的一个很实际的问题。
Then this is a very practical issue for us to face as children of God.
不是说我们没有读经。
It is not that we do not read the scriptures.
而是就是说我们圣经读过了，我们读出些什么来。
But the fact is we have read the Bible, but what is it that we have read?
这个是那个很重要的一个问题。
This is a very crucial question.
主说那个圣经是他的见证。
The Lord tells us the scriptures testify of Him.
你们读过了那个圣经的话，那你对主的认识应该是给提高的。
Now that you have read the scriptures, our knowing of Him ought to be even higher.
比利亚的人就抓到这一点。
Now those of Berea have grabbed hold of the point.
他们在那里读神的话。
There they read the word of God.
他们要知道这个话是对还是不对。
They want to see if these words were right or not.
那如果是对的话。
If they were so.
他们就毫无保留地跟上去。
They were ready in mind to follow on without any reservation.
如果是不对的话，
if it was wrong,
他们也知道这个路不是我们该走的。
They also know this is not a path we ought to be on.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要主给我们更多的怜悯。
Indeed, we need more mercy from the Lord.
让我们不单是有读经的习惯。
So that we not only have this habit of reading the Bible.
我们必须求主给我们在读经的事上面读出主要我们得的那个结果。
But we must be able to receive the result which the Lord desires for us to have as we read the Bible.
我举一个很具体的、很实际的例子。
I give you a very practical example.
上一个礼拜
Last week,
我不知道弟兄姊妹们，你看报纸也好，或者看其他的一些新闻通讯的工具也好。
I don't know if you have read the newspaper or any other channel of the media.
我不知道你有没有看到一个很动人的消息。
I don't know if you have saw this very this news that was very moving.
尤其是我们基督徒。
Especially for Christians.
在这一两年里头，你看到各种各方面的那个事物的变化和发展。
Especially for Christians, as we see the development of this throughout the recent years.
那么再看看那一段新闻，你就知道啊，这个很动人，这个消息很动人。
When you read about that news article, then you know this is a very moving article.
什么新闻呢？
What news is this?
有一个基督徒。
There is this Christian.
他在那里宣告一件事。
There he is proclaiming this matter.
他说，世界末日的日子就快到了。
He was proclaiming the end of the world is coming soon.
因为主在那一天要回来了。
That is because on that particular day, the Lord is to return.
什么日子呢？
What day is that?
2011年。
It's the year 2011.
4月
April.
我忘掉了那个准确的日子，不晓得是12还是20。
I forgot the correct date, if it's April 20th or April 12th.
反正是4月。
But it's in April.
就说那个日子忘掉了，整个4月都给你。
Even if you forget which day, if you think it's the entire month of April.
反正4月里头有一天。
But there's this one day in April.
主来了。
The Lord is to return.
世界就到了末后的日子了。
The end of the world shall come.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
如果你看到这个新闻,
if you see such news,
你里面有什么感觉?
What is your feeling within?
如果你真实是爱慕主的,
if you truly desire the Lord,
哎呀,你说真是好啊,
you say that is great.
主来了,
the Lord is coming back.
如果你心里并不太爱慕主的,
but if you do not desire of the Lord too much,
你就会说,
then perhaps you might think,
糟糕了,
oh, that's terrible.
主来了,
the Lord is coming.
我怎么去见主呢?
How am I prepared to meet the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
不管你是真实的爱主，或者是跟主只是维持一个表面关系。
Whether you truly desire the Lord or you just have a very superficial relationship with the Lord.
你对这个消息多少有一点冲击吧?
But you should be somewhat impacted by the such news.
但是问题在这里。
But that is the issue.
这个消息根据什么?
Now, what is this news based upon?
还有一个很特别的。
There's also something very special.
发表这一个消息的人啊。
The one who expressed this news.
他还有一个短的文字在那里。
There was also an article with that.
主来的日子真的是没有人可以知道吗?
The topic of that, his article was, is it true, really true, that the day of the Lord's return that is unknown to man?
当然他的结论是说,
of course, his conclusion would be,
年你不一定知道,
you may not know the year.
对不起。 时辰你是不可能知道。
The conclusion of his article was that you may not know the hour.
但是年你可以有知道。
But you would know the year.
月你也可以知道。
And perhaps you will know the month.
你有了年,有了月。
If you have the year and the month,
连日你也可以知道。
With that information, you can come to know the
day. 就是什么时候你不能知道。
But it is the hour that you will not know.
所以4月20和4月12是主来的日子。 绝对是可信的。
Therefore, his conclusion was this month in April, this day, the 12th or the 20th, this day in 2011, it is a trustworthy date that you can believe in.
他根据什么呢?
What is that according to?
他根据犹太人的一个传说。
He based his information on the tradition of the Jewish people.
神用六天造了这个世界和其上头的。
And that tradition is that God created the world in 6 days.
第七日就安息,
and he rested on the 7th day.
所以他们计算上来的时候说现在就是7000年嘛。
Therefore, then, according to that Jewish calendar, it is the 7000th year this year.
所以那个年月日都可以知道。
Therefore, from that conclusion, you can come to know the year, the month, and the day.
主说那个时辰是没有人知道是对的，但是只是说那个时辰而已。
Therefore, his play on word is that the Lord says no one will know the hour, and so that is correct what the Lord says, no one will know the hour.
不是说犹太人的传说是怎么样。
My brothers and sisters, we are not commenting on the tradition of the Jewish people.
我们要问的是神怎么说。
But we must see what God has to say about that.
神真的是说那个时辰没有人可以，真的是时辰就是可以，除了时辰以外。 人可以知道什么时候是主的来的日子吗?
Is it only the fact that God said you will not know the hour, as besides the hour, you can know everything else of his return?
你翻文,翻,你把整本圣经从新约到旧约,从旧约到新约,
if you turn,
你翻不到有一个地方说这样的事。
If you turn the Bibles front and back and back again, you will not find anywhere in the scriptures that tells us that he only refers to the hour.
但弟兄姊妹们，我要是把说这一句话的人的个名字告诉你，
but brothers and sisters, if I were to tell you the name of the individual who proclaimed this news,
你不能不震惊的。
Then it will surely impact you.
谁说的呢?
Who said this?
他已经说过一次的了。
In fact, he said this before.
不过没有应验，所以他说计算错了。
Because it was not fulfilled on the previous date, so he said there was a miscalculation.
所以现在他又再来说一次。
So again, he proclaimed a new day.
这个是谁呢?
Who is this?
弟兄姊妹，你听过 Family Radio 这个广播？
Brothers and sisters, you have heard this channel for the family radio.
不提他的名字了, 那就是那个主持人。
I won't mention the name, but it is the host of the family radio.
所以不是随便说一个事情来引起话题的。
Therefore, it's not just anyone casually having a hot topic, so we'll have conversation.
是有个具体的事实在那里的。
But it is a practical issue there.
现在我们就碰到这个问题了。
So then, this is an issue for us.
有人说4月20号, 主来了,
if someone tells you the Lord will return April 20th,
我们不得不问了,
then we must ask,
谁说,
who said? Others will tell you it's based on this, this, and that.
我们要仰望主来知道, 这许多许多许多的所谓根据是不是神的话?
We need to look to the Lord. All this foundation, according to this, this, and that, are they based on the Word of God?
如果不是神的话,
if it is not the Word of God,
那你就很苦恼了。
Then that is very troublesome for us.
因为你能知道他不是神的话, 但是你又相信这个人说的话是真的。
We know that it is not the Word of God, yet we still believe the words of this individual.
那现在距离4月20号也不过是100天多一点。
So now, if we count down the days to April 20th, it's only about 100 days or so.
那么在这100多天里头你怎么过日子啊?
So then how do we spend our 100 days or so?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神用着他自己的话来说向我们说出 什么是神做的, 什么不是, 神没有在那里提到的。
We thank God. He tells us what is spoken in His Word and what is not mentioned in His Word.
弟兄们，当我们能抓到神的, 能很清楚地明白神的话的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we're able to grab hold of the Word of God and clearly understand the Word of God,
我们就真实看见神的话是不住地在那里维持我们,
we are able to realize that His Word continues to sustain us to live according to the hope which He has given us.
并且也叫我们活在那个喜乐的光景里面来等候他。
And that we're able to live in that condition of joy as we await for His returning.
那因此我们就回到读圣经的这个事上了。
Now when we come back to this matter of reading the Bible,
那我们为什么读经呢?
Why do we read the Bible?
读经我们必须是知道我们的主是怎样的一位主。
When we read the Bible, we must come to know how our Lord is like.
他要做什么事?
What it is He is to do.
他要把这一切连同人在里面要带到一个什么的 结局,
all that He is to do, including man, to what result will He bring those things into?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神是这样毫无保留的, 把他心里的意念来向我们打开。
Without any reservation, God reveals His heart, His thoughts to us.
那我们从他的话的里头, 我们就知道我们今天所承受的恩典是何等的荣耀和丰富。
Now according to the Word of God, we realize then how abundant and precious is the grace which has been bestowed upon us today.
当我们从这样从正面来看到神的话的时候,
now when we come to see the Word of God in such a positive angle,
我们不能不注意到整个的属灵的历史,
then we're able to take note of the entire spiritual history.
从旧约一直到新约全包括在里头。
It includes both the Old and the New Testament.
我们人是常常忽略神自己的 话语,
oftentimes we neglect or careless on the Word of God.
但是神的对头却从来没有说服神说过的话。
Yet the adversary is never careless about the Word of God.
他不接受神所说的话, 但是他非常留心神所说过的话。
He does not accept the Word of God, yet he is very careful about the Word of God.
所以他就用尽他各种各样的方法来要损害神的话, 来改变神的话, 甚至是拒绝神的话。
Therefore, he will use all methods, all schemes to reject the Word of God, to harm the Word of God, and to destroy the word of God.
那是我不扯的那个历史的事情很多了。
Now we won't go into the history of this.
我只说一个很具体的事情，弟兄姊妹们，你就能领会过来。
But I will point out a very practical issue for brothers and sisters to understand.
那最近我们在圣 Bruno 的聚会里的弟兄姊妹们在交通那一个。
Now, recently, the brethren in San Bruno is fellowshipping on the Pilgrim Church.
当然我们很自然就会读到那个马丁路德他们前前后后的那一段时间教会怎么从天主教里头恢复过来。Then
we get into the history of the period before and after Martin Luther, how the church came out and was revived from the Catholic Church.
我不说那是历史的事实。I
won't get into the details of such history.
但是我不能不提醒弟兄姊妹们。But
I must remind brothers and sisters.
你从属灵的角度来看中世纪的欧洲的教会。
When we look at the medieval history of the European history from a spiritual viewpoint,
或者你从就是那个一般的那个人文的历史里面去看中世纪的所谓欧洲的那个黑暗时代。
Or when we look at the history of civilization and we see the dark age period of man's history in Europe,
我们都能得着一个这样的认识。
We're able then to have this understanding.
那是天主教会把整个欧洲
That is, the Catholic Church have made a mess of the situation in Europe.
感谢神,
we thank God.
借着马丁路德那一代的前前后后的一些神的儿女。
Through the generation of Martin Luther, before and after, all the children of God in that period.
马丁路德是一个比一般人比较认识的。
Now, the name Martin Luther is a name that most people would commonly know of.
但除了他还有不少,
but besides him, there are many others.
比他早, 比他晚,
there are others before and after him.
他们能把神的心意重新带回神的儿女们的中间。
They are able once again to bring the heart of God in the midst of the children of God once again.
他们怎么能把这个事情做成呢?
Now, how are they able to accomplish such a matter?
他们为什么知道该是这样做才叫做回到神的话里呢?
Now, how is it they would know it is doing this that means we're returning back to the Word of God?
我们不能不提说一个事情。
We must make mention of this matter.
在所谓宗教改革还没有开始以前。
Now, before the Reformation,
你要问一个问题,
you must ask a question.
究竟有几个人可以读圣经?
In fact, how many individuals are allowed to read the Bible?
全世界那么大,
in the entire world,
能读圣经的没有几个人。
There are not many people who are able to have access to read the Bible.
说得严重一点,
to be very strict,
只有神父才能读圣经。
Only the priest can read the Bible.
但是神父读圣经还不是随便的去读。
But for them to read the Bible, it's not just casual reading.
他们还有许多的限制在那里。
They still have much limitations to read.
弟兄姊妹们也晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
当然那个时候那个印刷术还没有那么流行。 圣经都是很金贵的。
Of course, at that time, the printing machine was not invented yet, so it's very precious to have a copy of the Bible.
只有在教堂里头才有。
You only have a copy in the church.
但是那本圣经不是打开的。
But it was not an open Bible.
那本圣经是给锁链锁起来的。
It was a closed Bible bound in chains.
神父要去读圣经，还要拿到钥匙才能去读的。
Even for the priest to read, they must have the key to unlock it.
所以弟兄们说，当你看到那一个时候的时候，
therefore, brothers and sisters, during those times,
你就看到那个问题来了。
You see this issue.
为什么那个称为教会的天主教会，能从使徒行传的那样的那个光景，一直下去，下去到一个地步，连救恩都没有了？
How could it be that the church in the days of Acts can develop into a point of the Catholic Church, even to a point that they have no salvation? That's because no one reads the Bible.
不是所有人都有条件去读圣经吗?
Not everyone has the means to have access to read the Bible.
所以连马丁路德要寻求他的灵里头的释放，他好像除了到罗马的那个圣约翰里边教堂去跪那个台阶，他找不到别的方法嘛。
Therefore, in order for Martin Luther and his spirit to be released, he had no other channel except to climb the stairs of the Church of St. John. Now, even at that time, Martin Luther was a professor in the Catholic Church. Why is it for someone serving in such a capacity still need to climb the stairs in that way? Because during those times, men say, this is the right way to do it.
这个怎么可能是对呢?
And no one else is to protest, why is this correct?
你说他对, 没有根据,
you say it is right, there is no foundation.
你说他不对, 也没有根据,
likewise, you say that is not correct, but there is no foundation. Because the word of God is bound up.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
神的时间到了,
in God's time,
神把神的话语向人打开了。
God opened his words to man.
马丁路德读到神的话了。
When Martin Luther read the word of God,
许多爱慕主的人都读到神的话。Many
who love the word of God read the word of God.
他们看见教会不能这样的了。They
see that the church can no longer be in this condition.
教会如果要在神面前有路走,
if there is a path for the church before God,
他必须要回到神的话的里面去。
We must return back to the word of God.
必须要根据神自己的话,
the church can only have a way if it lives according to the word of God. We praise and thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们从整个教会的历史也好，属灵的历史也好，当时属灵的历史也包括旧约以色列的历史在里头了。
Whether we look at it from the history of the church or spiritual history, which includes the Israelites in the Old Testament,
神一直给我们看到。
God continues to show us.
神的路要在人的中间显明出来。
The way of God is to be revealed amongst men.
有什么方法?
What way is there?
也只有一个方法。
There is only one way.
在旧约的日子,
in the Old Testament,
好好地读律法。
It is, do you have to read well the law?
所以他在旧约的时候,
therefore, in the Old Testament,
你现在看许多的犹太人, 他们还保持着那个, 那个样子,
you see, even many Jewish people today, they still have that tradition.
他们头上就藏着一些经文啊,
and even on their foreheads, they have scripture.
他们手上也许带着经文,
perhaps even bands on their sleeves.
现在在他们屋子里头的门槛跟门框还有没有这样做, 我不知道。
I don't know if they still have this scriptures on the doorposts, if they still do that now.
但是他们还是注意到, 这个事情是很重要,
but they still take note this is a very important matter.
但是他们只是重要在这件事上面，却没有跟着这一件事情来跟随主。
But they only take note of the importance of this matter on the surface, but not following the Lord within.
所以神在旧约里面所做的一切就到了一个
Now, therefore, all of God's work has come to an end in the Old Testament.
来到新约的时候,
now, as we come into the New Testament, it's the same.
如果神的儿女不是跟着神的话语来往前行的话,
if the children of God does not go forward with God according to the word of God,
我们可以维持天天读经的习惯,
we can still sustain the daily habit of reading the Bible.
我们可以在, 借着圣经弄出许许多多的各种各样的那个神学的道理。
According to the scriptures, we can come up with many theological doctrine.
但是一个事实在那里,
but there is a fact there.
人的工作很扩展,
there is much of man's work.
神在人中间没有路,
but God does not have a way amongst men.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很惨痛的历史的教训。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very deep lesson we learn throughout history.
一直 在这几千年下来,
throughout all these thousands of years,
没有更改过,
it has never changed.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
神有他的时间,
God has his time.
神允许人的愚昧到一个地步,
God allows for man's foolishness to come to a certain point.
神就出手兴起他的工作,
God will intervene and raise up his work.
他要人重新来注意神的话,
that once again, man will take note of his work.
弟兄们,我们常常说,
brothers and sisters, we often
为什么那么重要的来看重神的话呢?
Why is it so important that we pay so much attention to the word of God? The first question we must ask is, is the word of God accurate?
如果神的话是不准确,
if the word of God is not accurate,
你没有什么必要去维持它,
there is no need for us to sustain it.
比利亚的人他们的心思才对了,
because the word is not correct.
比利亚的人的心思就对了,
oh, then, but the people of Berea had the right mind.
他们天天 去查考那个圣经,
they were ready in mind to search the scriptures daily to see if these things were so.
那所以因此弟兄们,你必须要去看到圣经本身是一个可信靠的。Therefore,
brothers and sisters, first of all, you must realize that the Bible is trustworthy.
圣经说是神所默示的,
that all scripture is the inspiration of God.
我们怎么知道它是神所默示?
Now how do we know it is the inspiration of God?
天主教的人就说他们把圣经编起来的嘛。
And the Catholics say that they're the ones who put the Bible together, especially the New Testament.
所以他们的权，天主教的权力是比圣经更高嘛。
So the authority of the Catholics is even higher than the authority of the Bible.
但弟兄姊妹，我们不是这样看这个问题。
But brothers and sisters, we do not view it in this matter.
我们要看的就是说,
we have to see
圣经是不是神的话?
If the Bible is the word of God.
如果圣经是神的话,
if the Bible is the word of God,
谁都不能在圣经以上有任何的更改。
No one can change the Bible in any way.
增加是不可以。
You cannot add to it.
减少也不可以。
You cannot take away from it.
因为那是神的话。
Because it is the word of God.
不是人的道理。
It is not man's doctrine.
但是问题就在这里。
But that is the issue.
那我怎么知道那圣经是完全是真实的?
Now how do I know the Bible is completely true?
弟兄姊妹们,这是一个很实际的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very practical question.
许多神的儿女,
many children of God,
原谅我这样说,
forgive me for saying this.
他们知道读圣经好, 但是不太用心去读经。
We know reading the Bible is good, but we do not read it diligently.
一个很大的问题就是说,
a very big problem with that is,
他们没有把握知道圣经是真实的。
They do not have confidence that the Bible is true.
那因此我们就不能不来注意这件事。
Then we must take note of this issue.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果从一些比较小的事情来说,
if we look at minor things,
你看圣经里面所说的话, 准确不准确, 你可以用 具体的历史的事实，或是说实际的生活的经历去留意。
If we were to see if the Bible is true or not, we can, on a minor scale, to use practical things, things of the daily living, to see if the Bible is true or not.
从我们个人开始嘛。
Even personally speaking,
神的话在那里说,
the Word of God there says,
世人都犯了罪,
all have sinned,
亏缺了神的荣耀,
and come short of the glory of God.
那这个世人是包括我们自己在里头了。
Now all have sinned, which includes us.
那世人都犯了罪。
Now all have sinned.
难道没有一个圣贤他们在神面前是不犯罪的吗?
Now would there not be a sage that have never sinned before God?
但弟兄姊妹你找不到。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot find anyone.
如果我们从自己身上去找,
if we look at it from our own,
你除了肯定神这一句话,
we are sure this word of God,
你找不到别的那个理由来推翻它。
There is no reality to overturn this word of God.
的确我们实在是一个罪人。
Yes, indeed, we are sinners.
那这是从我们自己身上看起。
Now we begin with ourselves.
从其他的事情来看起。
Now we look from other things.
哎，我圣经里面太多了，我不。 说不完了。
Now there are too many in the Bible. It is endless.
说一两件吧。
Just a couple.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
说到现在还存留的事实
啊、even something that still exists to be true today，
那就说到犹太人
啊、for the Jewish people，
那说到犹太人
，as to the Jewish people，
如果你知道他们的历史的话
，if you are familiar with their history，
你知道这个民族曾经给灭亡了。好长好长的一段时间。
You know that this nation has been destroyed for a very, very long period of time.
灭亡了差不多一千多年的时间。
Their nation was wiped out for over 1,000 years.
你在地上没有找到一个民族或是一个国家，他你灭掉了以后，他还能在以后的历史的里边。重新活过来的。
You do not find any country, any nation, a race that's been destroyed, and once again, they can be restored after being destroyed for such a long period of time.
但是在以色列这个民族身上
，But as for the Jewish nation,
弟兄姊妹，你就看到这个事实。
You can see this reality.
早上我们的弟兄交通的时候也乐乐地提到这个方面。
And our brothers sharing this morning, he already mentioned this very lightly.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到。
Brothers and sisters, you take note.
灭亡了一千多年的一个这样的一个国家。
For a nation to be destroyed for over 1,000 years.
在当年来说，它不算是一个古老的那个一个大的国家。
Even during the time of the destruction, there were not a great ancient nation.
那个时候古老有大的我扯出去讲，你碰的有埃及，有巴比伦，有亚述，这么个一些。
You have these ancient nations that are great, like the Egyptians or the Babylonians or the Syrians.
现在他们那个地区人是还有这个人，但是不是那个国家的系统。
Now in those regions, you still have much people that are populated there, but it is not that nation. There anymore.
严格的说起来，连民族的系统都不存在。
To be very strict, even that race there does not exist.
但是神老早就说了。
But God has spoken long ago.
以色列人，我特别的喜欢你们。
Now the Israelites, I delight in you.
但是你们就是不听话。
But you are disobedient.
你们既然不听话，我就要给你们一些管教。
Because you are disobedient, I will discipline you.
你们就要给改到外邦。
And you will be taken in exile.
你们就成了一个没有国家的民族。
And you'll be a people without a nation.
流浪在全地各处。
And you'll be scattered throughout the land.
不过有一天。
But one day.
我要把你带回来。
I will gather you again.
让你重新再建立这个国家。
And you'll establish your nation once again.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在一百年前。
100 years ago.
这样的说法你只能当作笑话来讲。
Perhaps you can say this as a joke.
那是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神说的话。
The word spoken by God.
谁能更改呢？
Who can change?
所以到了上一个世纪的1948年。
Therefore, last century in 1948.
准确的日子我忘了，大概四月，好像四月多吧。
I forgot the accurate date again, but I think it's in April.
这个以色列就在灭亡了一千多年，流浪在全世界各处各地，他们在原来的地方复国了。
The nation of Israel, which has been destroyed for over 1,000 years, scattered throughout all the world, once again can gather back to her land and restore its nation.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们中国人也有一些传说说到这些东西的，但是你们要看过一个准的。
Now even in the Chinese legends, traditions, there are many of these being spoken of, but none is accurate.
但是主的话说，以色列他的经历是如此。
But we see this is the experience of Israel, and it is so.
事情就这样应验了。
And it has been fulfilled.
弟兄说大的
brothers and sisters, on a grand scale,
我们的弟兄姊妹们最近也是前不久也读过那但以理书
brothers and sisters, not too long ago, we read through the book of Daniel.
但以理书在那里神就借着跟但以理就说出由以色列犹太人他们的前途。
in the book of Daniel, God tells Daniel of the future of the Jewish nation. What future?
说到他们要面对的那些一直压制他们的国家。
Tells them of the nations that will continue to suppress them.
提到谁呢?
Which nations are mentioned?
提到巴比伦。
It mentions Babylon.
提到波斯。
And Persia.
提到马其顿。 就是希腊了。
And it speaks on the Greeks.
提到罗马。
And the Romans.
这四个是特别提出名字的国家。
Now these four nations were named.
但是那个时候呢, 神说话的时候呢, 是在波斯。
But during that time, when God spoke these words, it was during the reign of Persia.
前面你说经过巴比伦, 当然了, 那是历史, 你当然是说对了。
So you say the Babylonians oppress you, of course you're correct, God, because that is history in the past.
那是波斯做那个王。
But at that time, then it was the Persian Empire that was in reign.
马其顿还不知道在什么地方。
You do not even know how Macedonia or the Greeks will rise up.
那是一二百年后的事情。
That's still over 200 years later.
你再说到罗马。
And then for the Romans.
那更后的事情。
That is even further along.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
神的话是那个时候宣告出来。
God proclaimed those words during the time of Daniel.
那个地区的历史就照着这样的次序来出现那个政权。
Then the history of that region was fulfilled accordingly as God has spoken.
我们就要问了,
then we must ask.
为什么神特别提那几个国家?
Why is it that God had to make special mention of those nations?
不是神特别看重那几个国家。
It is not because God had focus on those four particular nations.
神所看重的是他的百姓。
But God's focus was on His people.
是让他的百姓知道你们前面还要有这样这样这样的经历。
But God desires for His people to know that ahead of you, this and this and this will still come upon you.
等到有一天你们回转到神面前的时候,
But one day when you repent and return to God,
神就把你们带回原地,
God will restore you back to your land.
重新建立你们的国,
that once again you can restore your nation.
来等候神的国度在地上的出现,
to await for the kingdom of God to appear on earth.
弟兄姊妹,如果我们 还要多来看,
now, brothers and sisters, if we are to look even more examples, I have no more time in this area, but I must mention with brothers and sisters,
从创世纪一直到启示录,
from Genesis all the way to Revelation,
神是说到一件事情,
God speaks of one thing.
这个事情就是神和人的, 人和神的关系,
this tells us of the relationship between God and man.
这一个关系,
this relationship,
刚刚经过的事情很复杂,
of course, there are many complex issues throughout this relationship,
但是感谢神,
but we thank God,
神在那个时候只做他的儿子所宣告的事情,
there God proclaims the matters concerning His Son.
从神造人的时候开始,
beginning with the creation of man,
人堕落了,
a man fell,
人用那个 兽皮来做衣服遮盖人的时候,
and God clothed man with a garment of skin.
神就在那里宣告女人的后裔要伤蛇的头,
there God proclaimed that the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the enemy,
要把人重新带回神的心思里,
to once again restore man back to his heart's desire.
然后我们看那个整个的历史的发展,
and when we see the development of the entire history from that,
一直上来经过亚伯拉罕也好, 到了以色列人出埃及也好,
whether if we develop from Abraham to the Israelites exiting Egypt,
进到那个以色列回到迦南里边建国也好,
or from Israel going back to Canaan to restore their nation,
神一直在那个地方围着这个点来向人说明,
throughout the history it is on this point that God declares to man.
那个时候说的是女人的后裔,
at that point he termed it as the seed of the woman.
那到了以色列的时候,
during the time of Israel,
那就说到童女生子的事情,
it is that the virgin shall bear a son.
那然后从童女生子的事情呢,
And then from the virgin shall give birth to a son.
就说到那这都是今天上午那个彭弟兄用了很多这个以赛亚的经文。
And then this morning our brother Pang used many scripture from Isaiah.
你就看到在这以赛亚书的里头。
And then you can see from the book of Isaiah.
从童女生节就再进到一个地步就说到教会要代替以色列。
Then from the birth of the son from a virgin, we can see the church takes the place of Israel.
来完成神的那永远的旨意。
To complete that eternal will of God.
等到再来到耶利米的时候呢
？And then when we go further to Jeremiah,
那事情就说得更清楚。
And that is even more clearly expressed.
再往前去。
We go forward.
我们看到我们主来了。
We can see now our Lord has come.
那我们也看到，当主来以后，他完成了救赎。
We see that the Lord has come and He has completed the salvation.
那这个救赎是什么呢？就是叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
Now what is this salvation about? Merely just for us not to perish but have everlasting life?
显然就不是。
Apparently it is not.
这个是因为这个我们常常提说，这个是一个起点。
We mention this repeatedly. This is merely just the beginning.
那神除了叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生以外
，Now besides God, we will not perish but have everlasting life.
他继续在我们身上做工呢。
Continues to work upon us.
做到一个什么地步呢
？Until what point?
那主的话自己也很清楚给我们看到。
The word of the Lord shows us very clearly.
那也为万物所赎，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里。
That from Him whom are all things, He is to lead many sons into glory.
就恩叫我们众人都成了神的儿子。
So that in salvation, He has made us all sons of God.
这个事情是大事。
Now this is a great thing.
但是神说这个大事还不是最大。
But God says this is not the ultimate thing.
他还要做更大的事。
He has to do even greater things.
大到一个什么地步
？How great is that?
这些儿子都要进到荣耀里。
That all these sons shall enter into glory.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, we
不单单是不至灭亡，反得永生。
It is not merely not to perish, but have
everlasting life. 是进到荣耀里。
But to enter into glory.
你说怎么荣耀法
？You say how glorious?
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他把话说得蛮清楚。
The words are extremely clear.
他怎样？
How he is,
我们这些成为神众子的人也到了一天也要怎样
We shall be also those of us who have become made sons of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的神
We praise and thank our God.
那当教会给建造好了
Now when the church is built,
那就带进以色列人所没有完成的国度
It will bring into the kingdom which the Israelites did not bring about.
神重新把以色列人放在国度里
Then God will place the Israelites in the kingdom.
然后就再带进新天新地
And from the kingdom into the new heaven and new earth.
那神起初造人的时候所宣告的
Now what was proclaimed by God at the beginning of the creation of man
这些被造的人要成为神的荣耀
That the created man will become God's glory
这些被造的人要为神来统管神所造的万有
That man who was created will govern all that God has created
我们感谢赞美我们的主
We praise and thank our Lord
那我们读以弗所书的时候
Now when we read the book of Ephesians
我们读到一个事实出来
This is the fact which we read from that
就是神要在时间时候满足的时候
that in the fullness of the dispensation of time
神要跟万有都在基督里同归于一
that God is to gather and sum up all things as one in Christ
许许多多的分歧阻挡堕落败坏全都停止了
anything that hinders is an obstacle any corruption anything whatsoever has ceased
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神的话就是向我们说明这个事情。
This is the fact which the word of God declares very clearly to us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
早上我们的弟兄说到那些渔民。
This morning our brother mentioned to us about the remnant.
他们成了仆人。
They have become servants.
他们怎么可能成为仆人
How could it be that they have become servants?
他们回到神的话里。
They return back to the word of God.
他们看见神要做的是什么事。
They see what it is that God desires to do.
他们毫无保留地把自己放在神的那个旨意里。
Without any reservation, they place themselves into the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个是一个最严肃的事实。
This is a most solemn matter.
神的儿女们为什么要读经呢？
Why is it that the children of God must read the Bible?
不是因为你做了基督徒，你就要有一个本分要读经。
It is not just your responsibility as a Christian to read the Bible.
当然你要读经。
Of course you must read the Bible.
但是你读经的目的不是因为你是基督徒。
But the purpose, the reason why you read the Bible is not because you are a Christian.
我们要很清楚地看到。
We must see very clearly.
神借着他自己的话来向我们发表他的自己。
Through His Word, God reveals Himself to us.
和他所要做的工作。
And all the work which He desires to do.
如果不知道神要做什么。
If you and I do not know what God desires to do.
你很容易你就落在一个自我欺骗的那个光景里。
Very easily we'll fall into a condition where we deceive ourselves.
我已经信主了。
I already believe in the Lord.
我已经得救了。
I'm already saved.
我毕业了。
I'm graduated.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
哪里找到神说你信主。就毕业的。
You never find it in the scriptures. Once you believe in the Lord, you have graduated.
没有。
No.
神只是说。
God only says.
你们要继续的长成。
You must continue to mature.
长成满有基督长成的身量。
To grow into the full measure of the stature of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神在我们身上要把我们带到这样的一个光景。
This is the condition God desires to bring all of us into.
神先要我们认识。他怎么在我们身上做工和做工是做到一个什么的结局。
God desires for us to know how He is to work upon us and what is the end result He is to bring us into.
因此我们在要读经以前
Again, before we read the Bible,
我们首先要知道圣经是什么。
We must first know what the Bible is all about.
我们也必须要明白一个读经的人该是一个怎么样活在神面前的人。
We must also come to know one who reads the scriptures, what condition that person must be in as he reads God's word.
那但愿主恩待我们。
May God be gracious to us.
我想今天时间也到了，我该说的也差不多说完了。
My words are up.
明天我就和弟兄姊妹们很具体的是说到怎么去读经了。
Tomorrow, very practically, I will share with brothers and sisters how to read the Bible.
但是我先告诉弟兄姊妹们。
But I must first tell brothers and sisters.
怎么去读经不是告诉你，我不会告诉你一个什么样的特别的方法。
I must first warn you, I am not to share with you any special way or method.
我是跟你们交通到一个最基本、最基本的读经的那个怎么走。
But I want to fellowship with brothers and sisters a very, very basic, elementary, way of how we are to read the Bible.
虽然是很平淡的。
Even though it is very plain, ordinary.
但是是实际把我们带进神的话里的。
But it will practically lead us into the Word of God.
但愿神恩待我们。
May God deal graciously with us.
让我们在这真的是最末了的日子，不过不是明年四月二十号。
That truly in these last days, but not next April, someday in April next year.
让我们好好的预备自己来等候在荣耀中与主相会。
That we will prepare ourselves well to meet the Lord in glory.
让我们再有点祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们是在承认，我们是带着许许多多的缺欠在你的面前。
Lord, we confess that we do come before you with much shortcoming.
我们何等的需要你用你自己的话给我们更多的光照。
How we do need for you to enlighten us even more through your word.
我们十分的渴慕，你借着圣灵在我们里面开我们心里的眼睛。
We do desire that you will, through the Holy Spirit, open the eyes in our heart.
让我们的心向你是打开的。
So that our hearts are open to you.
我们生发一个对你的非常强烈的爱慕。
That you create in us a very strong desire within.
我们巴不得我们这个人常常是被你自己宝贝的话语丰丰满满的充满在我们里面。
Lord, we do desire that you would use your precious words to richly fill us.
主啊，我们一面求你给我们有读经的恩典。
Lord, on the one hand, we ask you to give us grace for reading your words.
也一面求你借着恩膏的教训, 把我们带进你话语的光中。
And on the other hand, through the teaching of the anointing to lead us into the light of your word.
叫我们都被常常带到在光中见光的光景。
That we will always be led into this condition, that we will see light in your light.
主啊,我们仰望在你面前。
Lord, we commit this in your presence.
主啊,你不恩待我们,我们不得不承认我们什么都没有。
Lord, if you do not deal graciously with us, we have nothing.
但是感谢你。
But we thank thee. You have promised that you have given yourself and all that you have to us. Lord, may you grant us an awakened spirit to receive all of the work that you do upon us. Again, we say here, Lord, our hope is in thee.
领我们按照你的心意来走完我们该走的路程。
May we be able to complete our path according to your heart's desire.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.